Shalom and welcome to Send Torah for Parshat Maaseh. We know back from Parshat Mishpatim, and it's repeated with additions in this week's Parsha, about the halacha if somebody, chas v'shalom, kills somebody negligently. If somebody, chas v'shalom, kills somebody on purpose, then of course they get the death penalty, they get executed by the Sanhedrin. If a person on the other side of the spectrum kill somebody completely accidentally, it's a tragedy, but the person who killed is not punished whatsoever, not b'olam hazeh and not b'olam haba. However, there is a middle ground, and that is someone who kills bishogeg, somebody who kills completely by accident. I believe in American law it's called manslaughter. It's not on purpose, it's not murder, it's not premeditated, as the Torah tells us in Mishpatim and here also, but the person could have been more careful. In that case, a person who kills Beshogeg is exiled. They must go to an Ir Miklat, a city of refuge, and stay there. They're away from their family, they're away from their community, they're away from their job, and they stay there, as our parsha tells us in Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Chav Hey, V'yashav Ba, in the middle of the pasuk, V'yashav Ba Ad Mot HaKohen HaGadol. A person has to stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. We've spoken in previous shiurim about what the connection is between the death of the Kohen Gadol, and we talked last year. About the habits of the mother of the Kohen Gadol, who went to make sure that the people there would not daven for the death of her son, chas v'shalom. But I wanted to share something else, really a phenomenal point, that is made by the Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma, back in Parshat Chukat, Perek Chaf Pasuk Chaf Tet, notes the following. The Torah in Parshat Chukat, Perek Chav, Pasuk Chav Tet, tells us that Aharon HaKohen dies. He goes up to the mountain, Moshe and Elazar are there, and they take off his Kohen clothing, give it to Elazar, and Aharon dies. When Moshe and Aharon return, without Aharon, the Torah tells us, Vayiru Kol Ha'eda, the whole community, the whole nation saw ki gava Aharon. They saw that he died. Vayivku et Aharon shloshim yom kol Beit Yisrael. The entire Bnei Yisrael, entire Knesset Yisrael, mourned him for 30 days. That is not what we heard about Moshe Rabbeinu. When he died, Bnei Yisrael mourned. But when it came to Aharon, kol Beit Yisrael, every single Jew in Klal Yisrael mourned. And says the Meshech Chachma there, Perush, says the Meshech Chachma, HaKatuv Misaper Lanu Bazeh. What is the Torah telling us? Shelo Haya Kol Harbaim Shana Rotzeach Nefesh Beshogeg Shehaya Nigle Lemachane Leviya V'haya nifrad mibeito umi mishpachto. Says the Meshech Chachma, I learn from this pasuk that all of Klal Yisrael mourned when Aharon HaKohen dies. I learn from here that every single that despite the fact that of course the halacha made sense, the halacha was applicable, it's part of the Torah. But says the Meshech Chachma, we learn from here that never ever in 40 years in the desert, did anyone ever die, or I'll say, did anyone ever kill Beshogeg? Why? How can the Meshech Chachma even say this? She'im, continues the Meshech Chachma there in Parashat Chukat. Excuse me. She'im haya, because had there been a death, Beshogeg, in the desert, hallo, Chazru b'mitat Aharon mot HaKohen HaGadol. We know from this week's parsha that as soon as Aharon died, anybody who was exiled would have come back home, They could have come back to their family, could have come back to their wife or husband, could have come back to their job. And if that were the case, says the Meshech Chachma, the last three words, V'haya lahem lismoach, then that person would have been happy. You could have 600,000 Jews, you could have 2 million Jews in the desert, and most people would have been happy. But had there been one person who had killed B'shogeg, they would have been in Ir Miklat. Then Aaron dies, that person would have been happy. And since the Torah says that all of Bnei Yisrael vayivku et Aaron shloshim yom kol Beit Yisrael, since all of Bnei Yisrael was happy, every single one, it must have been that they that there was never a death, an accidental death, in the desert. How can we understand that? I'd like to perhaps suggest two possibilities. If the Meshech Chachma is right, others have argued on his proof, but if the Meshech Chachma is right, how did that happen? How did it happen that it didn't, you know, what are you talking about? The accidental death has nothing to do with Aaron, with the Kohen. So I have two possible suggestions of how that could be so. First of all, it's possible that that if you remember, Rashi on Parashat Chukat explains why Kol Beit Yisrael was mourned. And says Rashi there, if you remember, that the reason why every single Jew was sad when Aaron died was because Aaron was an Ohev Shalom Virodev Shalom. And that overrode any bad feelings that those people who perhaps argue in the Meshech Chachma would say, no, there were people who died, B'shogeg. But even so, Aaron was such a lover of peace. It is quite possible that that person, even though he was able to come out of the Ir Miklat, and even though he was able to come back to his wife and family, still his love for peace and his learning from Aaron and the way he pursued peace even overrode his own personal feelings. That's one possibility to explain what happened. That there was a death, but perhaps still Vayivku Kol Beit Yisrael. But I wanted to suggest something else. Perhaps that the Meshech Chachma is right. Perhaps the Meshech Chachma is right that Be'emet, no one ever killed B'shogeg. How could that be? Perhaps we can suggest that when you are living in a community with an Aaron HaKohen, where there was so much love for each other in the times of Aaron, where there was so much desire for peace, so much desire for people to get along, the climate and the atmosphere, perhaps, in the days of Aaron was so much filled with love of each other that people were doubly and triply and quadruply careful of each other's property. Nobody sped on the highways, and nobody was negligent when they were working on their rooftops, and nobody was negligent when they were chopping down wood. All these examples from the Gemara and Masechet Makot. It's possible that the environment of love created such an environment that people were so careful, and nobody ever killed each other B'shogeg. Where do I get this idea from, perhaps? It comes from a Maharal. The Maharal asks a completely unrelated question. We know that there were 6 Arei Miklat, 3 in Israel, and 3 Be'ever HaYarden. 3 inside Israel proper, and 3 where Reuven and Gad and part of Shevet Menashe lived. The Gemara asks a simple question that does not seem wise for the Torah to have 3 on one side and 3 on the other. There are 9.5 Shvatim in Israel, and there's only 2.5 Shvatim on the other side of the Yarden. Wouldn't it be smarter to have, let's say, 4 in Israel and 2 Be'ever HaYarden? Or maybe even 5 Arei Miklat in Israel and only 1 Be'ever HaYarden? Why did Hashem do arrange it and command three here and three there. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara asks that question, and the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, because Be'ever HaYardain, there were many murderers. There were many murderers. That's the Gemara's answer. So since there were many murderers, Be'ever HaYardain, you need three Be'ever HaYardain, and you need three in Eretz Yisrael. But the Maharal says, I don't get it. If murdering is not related to this. Murdering is murdering. Someone who's wrote Seach B'mezid, that he gets a death penalty. He gets executed by Sanhedrin. It's not related to this. If the Gemara had said people were more negligent, you know, over the Yardane, I understand. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said there were more murderers. So the Maharal says, what does that matter? The Maharal answers that that is the Gemara's intention. There were more murderers, Be'ever HaYardain. And since there were more murderers, the per capita negligent homicides was higher as well. In other words, the environment of murdering, the environment of life is cheap, the environment of, you know, another person gets killed, another person gets killed. It changes the whole environment. And therefore, since there were more murders, Be'ever HaYardain, there was, on a percentage basis, on a per capita basis, even more accidental, we'll call it negligent, b'shogeg. And therefore, you needed so many, so to speak, Be'ever HaYardain, and so to speak, less in Eretz Yisrael. And I wonder that might be the same exact answer for our question as well, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. It's all about the environment. When you are in an environment of murdering, so yeah, you need more Ari Miklat, because people will care less about life. And so they'll speed on the highway, and they'll drive while they're texting, and they'll forget to put on seatbelts, because life is so cheap. But when, perhaps one can suggest, the Maharal did not say this, I'm saying it. If I'm wrong, blame me, don't blame him. But perhaps one can suggest the same is true in opposites. When Aharon HaKohen was alive, it was a feeling of love, a feeling, environment of taking care of one another, an environment of making peace between each other. And therefore, people perhaps were more careful. And they didn't, as I said before, they chopped trees differently. And they drove in the streets differently. And they did whatever they did differently. So that there was not a single, according to Meshech Chachma, not a single negligent death. Emir Tzashem, we all should live in a community with an Aharon HaKohen. And more importantly, we should all be an Aharon HaKohen. To be Oev Shalom, to be Rodev Shalom, not only between me and somebody else, but if I act that way, there is a hashpa'ah, an influence on the entire community, and the entire city, indeed the entire world. We should be Zocha Emir Tzashem, and have a Shabbat Shalom.